So I want to share with you what I said at Shmini Atzeres. The pasuk says, Rashi, the famous Rashi, when describing what Shmini Atzeres is about, it's a Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Rashi says that a mashal to a king who had his children over for a feast, and as they're about to leave, the king says to his children, Ikvu imi oidi amechot, stay with me one more day. Kosha alai predaschem, your departure is difficult for me. And everyone asked the kasha, how is staying one more day going to make the departure easier? Quite the contrary, the longer they stay together, the closer they become, which makes the departure even harder. On the Shmini Atzeres, we bench Geshem. And the Gemara says, Masechtas Tanis, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When do we begin to say Masha Burech Marid HaGeshem? Rabbi Eliezer says we begin on the first day of Sukkot. Why? Because B'chag Nidoinim Al HaMayim, on Sukkot we're judged for water. So therefore, we need to mention that Hashem is the one who brings rain to the world. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't say Masha Burech Marid HaGeshem until Shmini Atzeres, because rain on Sukkot is a siman klala. It's a sign of a curse. It's as if someone who's, since we're trying to perform the mitzvah of Sukkah, and if it rains, we can't sit in the Sukkah. So it's similar to a servant who's coming to, who brings his master a cup of water, and the master pours the water in his face, in the servant's face, saying as if to say, I don't want your water. It's, so it's as if when it rains on Sukkot, it's as if Hashem is telling us, I don't want your mitzvah. So since rain is a sign of a curse on Sukkot, therefore, it says in Yeshua, we should not mention rain on Sukkot. So Rabbi Eliezer answers to Yeshua, I didn't say we should ask for rain. All I said is that we should mention rain. Masha Burech Marid HaGeshem doesn't mean we're asking Hashem for rain. All we're just mentioning that Hashem is the one that gives us rain. I never said to ask. The question is, what is Yeshua's reason? Rabbi Eliezer is saying good. We're not asking for rain, we're just mentioning that Hashem is the one that gives us rain. So what's wrong with that, with mentioning rain on Sukkot? We also need to understand why are we seeing rain as a sign of a curse on Sukkot? There's another perspective. We could look at rain as a sign that Hashem is indeed as the Pasuk says, Terem Yikro Aniana. Before we call out, Hashem already answers. It's a sign, it's a tremendous sign of goodness. Before we even ask for rain, Hashem gives it to us. Now we could always, flip it and see the positive side of things. And perhaps Hashem giving us the rain on the Yontif that we're judged for rain shows that Hashem loves us and Hashem wants to give us bracha. Rain is a sign of bracha, gishmei bracha. So I think we can understand this based on a mashal. Let's talk about a fundraiser. Fundraiser here is that there's a very wealthy man. So the fundraiser obviously wants to try to get as much money out of this gevir, out of this wealthy person, for his institution. But if he has seichel, he doesn't approach the gevir and say, I'm a fundraiser for this and this institution. I'd like to ask you for a donation. That's not what a good fundraiser does. A good fundraiser tries to develop a relationship with the gevir. Doesn't mention anything about an institution. Doesn't mention anything about the needs of his institution, or that he's a fundraiser. a good fundraiser develops a relationship with the gevir. And he develops a relationship as if he doesn't need his money altogether. He's not. It's not about money. All he wants is to be close to him. He just wants to develop a relationship. After he's become very close to him, then the fundraiser drops a word here and there that he's a fundraiser for an institution. And due to the fact that that he has a relationship with this gevir, so now the gevir will continuously give him because he has a good relationship with him. That's how a good fundraiser works. Now, self understood that if this person asks for money after a period of time in a manner that the gevir, that this wealthy person realizes that the entire relationship that this person has caused was only in order to make this ask, the gevir will get very upset. He will feel taken advantage of, and that will be the end of their relationship. Now, if this wealthy person has a little bit of seichel, and he understands from the outset that all this guy wants is money, so therefore, as soon as this guy tries to develop a relationship, the gevir tells him, "You know what? Let's quit the all this falsehood. You have no interest in any relationship with me. All you want is my money. So you know what? Just take here's a donation and get lost." So that's a tremendous failure for the fundraiser, because the gevir saw saw the falsehood right from the outset. Now, there are people that their entire observance of Torah and mitzvahs is because they want Olam Haba, they want Olam Haza, they want Hashem to give them Hashem to give them of his goodness in this world. So they treat Hashem like a vending machine. You know, I'll do Torah and mitzvahs, and for that I want this and this and that. So the problem here is that with Hashem you can't pretend to want his closeness, because Hashem knows the truth. Hashem can see right into a person's heart, and Hashem knows exactly where things are. So a person can't pretend. Hashem truly wants our relationship, but he wants a true relationship. Hashem doesn't want to be a vending machine. Hashem wants us to want to have a relationship with him. And that's the Avoid of a Yid. Avoid of a Yid is to realize Hashem's greatness, not because a person wants anything from the Ribbono Shel, but just by the fact that the Ribbono Shel is our loving Father, and he's the Melech HaOlam, and it's a schus to have a relationship with him. Obviously, when the person has a true relationship with the Ribbono Shel, then of course the Ribbono Shel gives a person the person that he loves and has a relationship with him. But that can't be the person's intent. And the difference between the case of the fundraiser and the yid is that the Ribbono Shel Olam sees right from the outset exactly where the person is holding. You can't fool the Ribbono Shel Olam. So on Sukkis, V'chag nidoinim al ha'mayim, on Sukkis we're judged for water. Water represents all types of shefa, all types of flow that come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bona, chayim, zayin, that's what water represents, all matters of Gashmias. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, so Rabbi Eliezer agrees you can't ask for Mayim on Sukkos. Sukkos, which is the time that we're judged for water, you can't ask. That shows that all you're interested in is what Hashem has to give. You're not interested in a relationship. But you're allowed to mention that Hashem is more than Hashem. That's all you're allowed to do. But everyone agrees that if it rains on Sukkos, that's a klala. That's what Hashem is saying. All you want is my rain. Take your rain. I'm not interested in your relationship. You're not interested in a relationship with me. So I'm not interested in a relationship with you. Just take your rain and get lost. It's a simon klala. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that chas v'shalom, you can't even mention rain on Sukkos. Since that is the time that we're judged for rain, if a person even mentions rain, that will cause the person to have an ulterior motive, and that their entire avoda, their entire relationship with the Rabbi Yisrael will be for the sake of the Shefa. The Sukkos has to be ulterior motive free. It has to be a time of just hiskarvus to the Rabbi Yisrael, thus just seeking closeness to the Rabbi Yisrael. There should be no mention of Geshem. Rishu is concerned that by us mentioning Geshem, that will itself will create the ulterior motive. So since Sukkos is a time of tremendous iskarvus, of just seeking relationship with Rabbeinu Shalom, being with him in the Tzila Demei Menusa all the time, without any ulterior motives. So that's why the Rabbi Shalom says, stay with me one more day. Because I enjoy so much your hiskar, just your relationship without any ulterior motives. Kol shalai predaschem, I'm afraid that once you leave Sukkos, the ulterior motives will return. And your entire focus will be on what I have to offer. And it's only on Shmini Atzeres after the Rebbeinu Shalom we see that we have truly developed a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom to the point that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to stay. At that point, we can ask for it. We can start mentioning rain. Well, the Maisa, it's a tremendous lesson of the type of relationship we're supposed to have with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We can't fool the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and our relationship shouldn't be with any ulterior motives. It should be just for the sake of developing a relationship with Avinu Shebashamayim. And obviously, by doing so, the Rebbeinu, once we actually develop a true relationship, person is zoicha then to a shefa of minas shemayim, of ruchnias and gashmias and everything that the person wishes for himself. Well, they wish to help him that by developing a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we should be zoicha to develop a true relationship with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's because we should be zoicha to bona chayim zoin revicha. We should be zeicha to the Gula Shleima b'mehirav Yameinu Amen.